Don't worry about a thing. We'll take good care of him. Bye.
Hello, young man. My, aren't you a handsome one? Let's see. It's noted on your chart here that you're about to be married soon. It's very exciting. Now, today, I'm going to perform a procedure that will ensure your wedding night is more enjoyable for you and your bride. Now, during your intake session, your fiancé mentioned that you'll be wearing white on your wedding day. Is that so? Don't be modest. You should be quite proud of that. You know the importance our society places on male purity. I mean, sure, we want our women to get some experience, but when it comes time to settle down, every woman wants a blushing virgin groom on her wedding night. Now, did you watch the educational film we provided while your fiancé and I went through the forms? Ugh, please don't be embarrassed. Blushing is a natural response to uncomfortable situations. That was a lot of new information for you, wasn't it? Thought so. It's our belief in the medical community that we should keep our young men in the dark about all this. Preferably, right up to the time before they're married, so they're not tempted to experiment before marriage. So, after examining the pamphlets and viewing the film, do you have a better idea of what's expected on your wedding night? Good. It's all quite exciting, isn't it? Going into this new phase of your life with your loved one, having all these new experiences. Oh, you just averted your eyes. You seem concerned. Oh, of course. Yes, the pain. A lot of men find that part of the film rather distressing. Well, the film's correct. A man's first intercourse, while exciting and natural and beautiful, can also be quite painful, particularly when he's not adequately prepared. Well, I can see that your fiancé cares quite a bit about you. I specialize in the field of men's health, and you're in very good hands. As stated in the literature, the purpose of today's procedure is to make sure your wedding night is pleasurable for both of you. Oh, I beg your pardon? Yes, I absolutely will tell you a little bit more about the procedure as we proceed. So let's get on with your preliminary examination. Please remove your clothing and let's get you up onto the table. Now, there's no need for modesty. I've examined many young men before. Good. There you go. Now, sit up on the table and then lie back and fit your feet into the stirrups. Then you're going to scoot your bottom towards me. Great. Now I'm going to raise your head up so you can see what I'm describing to you. It's very important that from now on, you take the time to examine this part of your body very closely. Particularly in the child-rearing years, you'll want to perform regular self-examinations to make sure you're nice and healthy, so you need to get familiar with this part of your body. Let me just put on a pair of gloves, and then we'll begin. To start, this is your penis. Your fiancé will be quite pleased. Even though you are currently in a flaccid state, you are very nicely shaped, with a pronounced head. I do look forward to seeing how you will fill out. Now, just below your penis, we have your testicles, sometimes referred to in coarser circles as your balls. It sounds rather silly. You may have observed in the video that the male can reach such a state of excitement that he ejaculates or forcefully releases a fluid, also known as semen, into the woman. Or, for that matter, wherever she tells him to release it. Well. Yes, that's correct. That's why you've been experiencing significant tenderness and pain down there. And it brings us back to the reason why we're here today. There is a seal between the testicles and the penis that must be broken for ejaculation to occur. The reason for this is the buildup of semen can result in substantial pressure on that seal, and when it finally ruptures, release can bring both pleasure and a brief but sharp pain the first time. If this is not done correctly, and sometimes even if it is done correctly, recovery can take days. There can be soreness and even a reluctance to have sex again. This is due in part to the fear, an unwarranted fear, I do want to add, that pain will return. And that can ruin a honeymoon when your bride may require you to perform your duties for her multiple times a day. Not to worry, your fiancé has followed the modern trend and has sent you to my office a few weeks before the wedding to have your seal broken in a clinical, controlled environment. You look quite pale, sir. I know this is a lot to hear, but I assure you, this is a perfectly safe procedure. And if I may say, you're actually one of the fortunate ones. You know, some fiancés only ask that the seal be broken, an outpatient procedure, but your bride-to-be is authorized a full release once the seal is broken. That's an inpatient procedure. I won't mince words. This procedure is quite intense. We'll need to monitor your reactions closely, so unfortunately, we cannot administer any anesthetic to you. We do expect that you may pass out during or shortly after the procedure. This is completely natural and it's unavoidable. Afterwards, you'll be wheeled into recovery and you'll be monitored by our nursing staff until the morning. Then, as soon as we can confirm the return of your normal bodily functions, we'll notify your fiancée and she'll take you home for additional rest. From the expression on your face, I can see that you find this all a bit overwhelming. Don't you know how lucky you are to live in these enlightened times? I mean, just 50 years ago, many thought male ejaculation was a myth. Isn't that absurd? There were anecdotal stories about it, but scientists laughed them off, saying that men must just be urinating or something like that. And as a result, women would take their own pleasure, but the male would not experience a regular bodily release. Medical professionals wondered why they were treating so many cases of male pelvic pain. And, of course, most pregnancies resulted from artificial insemination. Practically medieval. But the miracle of science has brought us to the modern era. Now we shall begin. This is my head nurse. She'll be assisting today. Nurse, please bring the tray around. Thank you. Put it right there. Now, sir, the first step is to stimulate you to erection. There are two parts to this. First, my head nurse will remove her top and give you some visual stimulation. Yes, there. Yeah, she is quite beautiful. Her breasts are very firm and rather voluptuous. And she's also a wonderfully skilled nurse. Oh dear. That's biology for you. You can't take your eyes off of them, but you have no idea why. At least, not yet. Nurse, please hand me the silicone surgical lubricant. Now, we'll add to the visual stimulation with tactile stimulation. Yes, I know it feels good. My patients report it feels quite pleasurable. Oh, I know. This is a new feeling for you. But look down at my hand. Do you see how you grow? Groans begin. Please, feel free to vocalize. I can help you process the new sensations you're feeling. Shh. This is just the start. Look how thick and straight you are now. Whether she knows it or not, your bride has chosen quite well. I'm sure you'll be called upon often to perform your marital duties. Now, this is going to be a little more intense. Nurse, please begin to fondle and squeeze the testicles. Sir, sir, please try to control the volume of your whimpers. There will be plenty to scream about later, but we're not there quite yet. Yes, I do see that, nurse. Maybe let's try a little more pressure while I stroke a little bit harder. Shh. It's all right. You'll be all right. Just let your body feel the pleasurable sensations move through you. Close your eyes if you think that may help. Shh. Just let yourself feel. What we're doing is we're trying to force the fluids past the seal, but we're not making as much progress as I'd like. But you're being so good. I do have to tell you that in certain patients, the male seal can be very thick. Unfortunately, that's what we're dealing with here. But not to worry, we'll take care of you. Just relax for a moment while we shift gears. Nurse? I'll need the Van Buren sounds, please. There's a sterile set right over there in the cabinet. I believe a 7 millimeter will be adequate. Oh, please, please try not to be alarmed, sir. I assure you, this will be much less painful than what we were just doing to your testicles. Yes, I know this metal rod looks intimidating, but how it works is it will slide into your urethra slowly under its own weight. Now, if you feel that you're squeamish, you may want to look away or close your eyes. Now, nurse will need more surgical lube and apply it all over his opening. That's good. And just a small amount on the end of the sound. Thank you. Okay, sir, take a deep breath and release. Good. One more time. Deep, deep breath and let it out slowly. I'm not going to force this in. It's going to be a gradual process. The weight of the rod will be enough to slowly work itself into your penis. Now, what you're feeling is the tip right at the opening. Now, you'll feel me slide the tip in slightly, and then a 25-degree turn of the rod clockwise, and oh, such a good boy. There, just let nature take its course. I'll admit that it can be a strange sensation. Being stimulated from the inside, that is. You're doing so well. Your body knows exactly what to do. It's about halfway there. Now, when it reaches the bottom, you're going to feel. That's it. You're going to feel the tip against your seal and also some pleasurable sensations in your prostate. That's my hand resting on your penis. Now, you're going to feel my fingers on the outside of your penis tracing along the sound. There. There you go. Stretch nice and taut. Now we're making progress. Excellent. Next, I will be sliding the sound out and letting it slide in again on its own. And out. Slowly, slowly. Resting at the tip. Push in. And there it goes. Right there. That moan sounds like a good moan. Did it feel good? And look at that. The smallest amount of liquid is appearing at your tip. Next, I'm going to stroke you now with the sound embedded. Shh. You've been so good so far. Just a little more. Nurse? Nurse? His left leg is shaking. Please hold it down in the stirrup. We can't have him flailing all over the place during this procedure. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Shh. Shh. I know. You must be getting close, aren't you? And the look on your face. As many times as I've done this, it always so beautiful. It's a brand new feeling you're feeling, isn't it? My, you have no idea what's about to happen to you, do you? The arching of your back indicates we're ready to move on to the next phase. First, breathe in and then out, and I'm sliding the sound out. Nurse, I'm going to cease stroking for a moment so we can separate the release from the breaking of the seal. We don't want those things linked. Now, nurse, please resume stimulating his sac. Very good. More fluid is appearing. Now, sir, you're going to want to grasp on my hands. I've removed my gloves, but you'll want to hold on to them. You'll experience a very sharp pain, but it'll be very brief. Nurse, please apply more pressure. Oh, you're doing just fine. Keep squeezing. You can hold on to my hand as hard as you want to, and you can let out those moans that you're holding in. You don't have to be shy here. It's perfectly okay to vocalize, moan, scream if you need to. That's it. You're so close. Just a little more. A little more. You can be loud now. You don't have to worry about anything. We're taking care of you. Oh, a little more. And there. Seal's broken. Nurse, you can cease emotions. Thank you. Now, the pressure's resulting in a constant stream of fluids. Everything looks good here. Sir, you're fine. You're okay. It's okay. Nurse, please sponge the tears away from his face. He's had a little bit of an emotional reaction to this. That's very common. Not to worry. Shh. The worst is over. It's done. You'll never have to go through that again. It's over. And now, going to grip you again, both your shaft and your testicles, and bring on release. Full ejaculation. Yes. Yes. I know it feels good. You just broke your seal. And while that gave you some pressure, some gave you some relief from the pressure, it wasn't an ejaculation. Yes. Ugh. Such sweet moans from your lips. Are you watching? You can watch me stroke up and down your length. It's so slick in my hands. You're doing very well. This is natural, completely natural. Nurse, I believe our patient here was such a good boy. I think he deserves a treat. Why don't you take your perky little breasts and place it in front of our patient's face. There. You can feel free to suckle and nibble on her breasts while I stroke you harder. It's something to help focus you. Oh, I can feel your testicles contracting. Just a little more? You're very close. Excellent. Very good. There you go. See, that's your reward for being such a good boy. Is there more? Do you have more to give me? Yes. Keep going. That's it. All of it. Let all of it out. Give it to me, who want to see it. My, the look on your face right now. I can see flashes of panic and wonder and joy and ecstasy across your face. It's really quite charming. Okay, deep breath in, deep breath out, and the spasm should cease momentarily. And done. Look at you. You made it all the way through without passing out. Very good. Nurse, please hand me the warm towels for cleanup, please. Let's just get you back into order here. Now, you may feel a little bit of shock. We're going to just cover you with this blanket and keep you nice and warm. You did so very well. Try not to nod off just yet. The nurse will need to administer some liquids. You'll be very thirsty otherwise. We'll go ahead and notify your fiancée and let her know the procedure was a success. You'll be staying here overnight and she'll pick you up in the morning. I may just also tell her what a lucky girl she is. Now, rest up and thank you so much. All my best to you and your bride, and I hope you have a wonderful wedding.